Last week, we talked about how important it is to understand kind of the buying process, the decision-making process that your homeowner goes through. When you think about it, there's really three different types of customers. There's your value-based customer, there's your cheap customer, and today we're going to talk about that third type of customer, the undecided customer. The reality is homeowners buy on average a couple of HVAC systems in their lifetime. You sell them every day. The problem with that is it can be very, you know, scary for them, uncertain, a lot of high risk for them in making this big decision, especially today where a new system costs $15,000 to $20,000, $25,000. So what I want to do is talk about the undecided person and what we have to do to make sure we get the undecided person to come over to the value proposition that we offer our customers. I want to talk to you about the undecided person because there are a lot of people out there that are kind of back and forth. In other words, this person's always buying value. They're going to buy the expensive car, the expensive jeans, expensive shoes. This person is always buying cheap. They're going to buy cheap shoes, cheap car, cheap whatever, right? And then the undecided people sometimes go value and sometimes go cheap. They're the kind of person that we've all seen. They'll drive their Mercedes-Benz to Walmart, right? Because they value their little German sports car. It's important to them. But when it comes to tennis shoes, they don't really care. So they'll go to Walmart and save a couple of bucks and buy a pair of cheap shoes, right? It just depends on the purchase. It depends on what's involved. It depends on their relationship with the salesperson. But this undecided person will sometimes go cheap and sometimes go value. But here's the amazing thing about the undecided consumer. They are really good customers because they are trying to learn whether they should go cheap or value in this particular purchase. In other words, they will let you get through your presentation because they are trying to find out, is this the time I should go cheap or is this the time I should go value? And here's the amazing thing about these people. They may not know when you walk in, but by the time they leave, or by the time you leave, they will know this is a complex mechanical system. This is not like a refrigerator you just bring in and plug in. This is a complex mechanical system that requires the design and installation by experts. And so they're very, very prone when it comes to such a serious situation to go to the value side. You see what I'm saying? I mean, they are easily persuaded to see the light of going with the value provider, which is going to be you, versus going with the cheap guy. And they're trying to learn. That's what I love about them too. They'll let you get through your presentation. They're not always trying to rush you because they're trying to make a decision. Should I go value or should I go cheap? But again, we're talking about complex mechanical systems here. This is not child's play. We had a situation here in Colorado a few years ago in a multi-million dollar home up in Aspen, Colorado, one of the ski areas here, that this multi-million dollar house is built, brand spanking new. These people come in to spend the night in it the very first night. It wasn't even their house. They had won a contest to win the first week to stay in this house, right? And they went in, they had this big party, ribbon cutting ceremony, and they went to bed, the family did. The next morning, husband and wife and two or three kids, nobody wakes up. The entire family died as a result of carbon monoxide poisoning as a result of a faulty termination on a condensating furnace. My point is this. This is serious business, and these people will understand that if you will take the time to explain to them why this is an important purchase. This is not something they should go cheap. This is not like a pair of cheap tennis shoes. This is serious business that requires the work of experts. So understand, there's the value, there's the cheap, there's the undecided. And you don't want to be quick just to drop your price. Again, for this person, you don't have to. And for this person, you may not have to. You have to find out. Here's the thing. People are in way too big of hurries to drop their prices. I see it all the time, not just in our industry, but in every industry. I remember a few years ago, I was down in the southern part of Colorado, and I was driving back home. It was about 4 or 5 in the afternoon, and we had our first big blizzard of the year was coming in. It was like in November, something like that. And I'm driving down the highway trying to get home, and my son calls me from college. And he says, Dad, he goes, I got to get snow tires on this car. We've got this blizzard move coming in. So I said, well, go to the tire store and call me when you get there. He goes to the tire store. He calls me when he gets there and puts me on the phone with the, you know, the tire store guy. And the guy says to me, Mr. Long, I've got your son here. He needs some new tires. I said, yes, he needs snow tires on that car. I said, what I need to know from you is that he will not leave your, you know, store without the new snow tires. I don't want him leaving here and driving in this snow and this ice, you know, without good snow tires. The guy from the tire store says, Mr. Long, don't worry about it. If we got to stay here till midnight, we're going to make sure everybody here that's in line is going to get their tires tonight. Now, I'm a value-based consumer, so that's what I need to hear. Plus, it's a pretty important decision, right? It's snow tires, and it's my kid, so I want to make the right decision. So once I was convinced they would do a good job, they would make sure he got his tires, I said, what are my options? Well, the guy gives me the traditional good, better, best. We got your cheap snow tires. We got your mid-range snow tires. And of course, we got your, you know, really, really high-end, great snow tires. Again, I'm the value-based guy, so I'm like, give me the best you got. So he runs some numbers in his calculator. He comes up, it's like $1,000 for the snow tires, the guarantees, the warranties, and the, you know, the balancing amount, all that stuff, right? I buy the whole package as always, right? I mean, I'm so easy to sell to. So he gives me the number, this $1,000. And I said, hold on for a second. I reach in, I get my billfold out, I pull out my credit card, I got the phone in my ear, I'm driving, and I got the credit card in my fingers, right? Fixing to read the number. But just before I go to read the number, there's a guy that was working for me sitting next to me. And he says to me, just before I read the credit card number, he said, ask the guy for a discount. I'm like, I don't care about a discount. I'm just trying to get some snow tires for my kid. He said, just ask him for a discount, see what he says, right? So instead of reading the guy the credit card number, all I said in the phone, this is all I said, dude, that sounds a little steep. That's all I said. Dude, that sounds a little steep. Without uttering as much as one syllable, I hear the guy going with his calculator again. He comes back on the phone and he drops the price $200, 20%, because I said, dude, that sounds a little steep, right? Now listen, on a set of snow tires, maybe, you know, $1,000 for snow tires, there's $500 or $600 of gross margin. This dude drops the price 40% of the gross margin. That $200 is 40% of the gross margin because I said, dude, that sounds a little steep. Now here's the crazy thing. This guy drops the price on a set of snow tires in the middle of a blizzard. It's pure insanity, right? So you have to be willing to probe a little bit. Don't drop the price too quickly. I mean, what do you suppose I would have said if the guy said, well, sir, I understand it may seem a little expensive, but you know, we're gonna be here till midnight tonight taking care of our customers. If you wanna come back next summer when the weather's better, probably we can cut you a deal on some snow tires. What do you think I would have said? You know, 4127, I had the credit card in my hand. So you can't be in too big a hurry to drop the price. People do it all the time, but I'm gonna show you how to kind of hold your muster a little bit and probe and find out, is this really a price objection, which is what this guy's gonna have, or is this just, you know, asking out of the habit of asking from this guy or this guy, and that you don't have to drop the price for. So now I want you to think about this. Suppose everything you do is designed to go after this third, the value-based third, right? Everything you do in terms of the way you look, the way you act, the quality of your installations, the cleanliness of your trucks, everything is designed to go after the value-based consumer. And then you're able to demonstrate to about half of the undecideds that when it comes to HVAC systems, it's a really important time to go value and not to go cheap. You get half of these people, how much of the pie do you have? You've got half the pie, and you've got the fat, juicy, high margin part of the pie, not the nasty, old, crusty, no fruit filling, no margin part of the pie, right? You have to be willing to say no to this guy, but we spend so much time trying to make this guy happy, which you can never do. You can never make this guy happy, that we forget there's all this great business over here. And by the way, there's guys in this program that are not just getting half of this undecided, but they're getting like 3/4 of the undecided. Their close rate 60, 62%. So they're getting all of the value-based consumers and a big chunk of the undecided. So this process will help you to get these two segments, the undecided and the value-based consumer, but you have to follow the process step by step. It's easy to do, but it's a little bit easier not to do. In other words, as easy as it is to go in and run a lead the way you should or a service call, it's a little bit easier to walk in and drop off a bid. So I'm going to show you this process step by step. You have to be willing to follow the process. So remember, there's value people, there's cheap people, and there's undecided. You have to go in, earn the business of the value-based consumer, earn as much of the undecided as you can, and you're going to get not only half the pie, but you're going to get the correct half, the fat margin part of the pie.